We're in Siman Reish Dalid, and we're up to Sif Yud Aleph, and we'll be finishing the Siman. Chavushim o Gindash. Well, I know what chavushim are. They're quinces. Ovradim or roses. Vashar mine peris va'asabim. And other forms of fruit or even grasses. Shemarakchim bidvash. That are fried in honey. Or they're coated in honey. Haperis va'asabim heim ikr, va'hadvash tofel. Even though the honey is what makes it edible, nevertheless, what you're doing is adding flavor to the fruit, and therefore, the bracha is the bracha of the fruit itself. Afilu heim kedushin biyoser, even if they are mashed up. And what he means here, though, we learned before, there's a difference between nimuach and nisrasek. If it's nimuach, meaning that it's eino nikr, you can't tell what it is altogether, there it does lose its bracha. He's talking about a case here where you can still recognize it. Hilkach mevarach al chavushim v'gindash borei priha eitz. Therefore, they are borei priha eitz, because that is their rightful bracha. V'al asabim borei priha adama. Whereas the different things that are asabim, the things that grow from the ground, borei priha adama. V'al shel vrodim, of roses, borei priha adama. At that point, it's borei priha adama. This is in a society where it is considered normal for people to go and candy the rose petals, for example. That would be borei priha adama. Hagos says the Rama, v'chol mirkachas she'ein briyim regilim bo ela l'refuah mevarchen lav shakol. Any kind of dish that would not be eaten other than for the sake of refuah, when you eat it, you say Asha kol ni'abidvaro, even though it tastes good. Mishtabur brings that Rov Polskim are cholik on this Ramah. If it's really good food, it's just that people use it l'refuah. For example, you'll have cough drops that taste very good, they'll get the rightful bracha. In the case of cough drops, they would be shakol anyway. But if it would be something that should otherwise be Eitzer Adama, the fact that its use is principally refuah doesn't make a difference, as long as it's good enough for someone to want to eat such food. The Mishnah Berurah, going back to the Mechaber, discusses the case of candied almonds. And he says that their bracha is borei priya eitz, because it's clear that the ikar is not the candy, the ikar is the almond, it's just giving flavor to the almond. The truth of the matter is that it really depends on what the coating is and how much you want it. I previously brought up a case of chocolate-covered raisins, for example. The halacha would be there that if the ikar to you is the chocolate, it's charcoal. If the ikar is the raisin, it's eighths. And if you want the combination, you have to figure out what there is a majority of. The same thing would go for all kinds of candied nuts, where they're coated with some doughy kind of substance, in that case too, the Mishnah Berurah wouldn't necessarily say that it's eitz. In fact, there we're going to find later that since it's grain that it's covered in, it's going to end up being mezonos. Sif Yud Beis. Kol shu ikur v'imo tfeilo mevarach ala ikur apotur es hatfeilo. This is a halacha that we'll actually see in a lot more detail later, but it's the din of ikur tafel. If you're having something that is ikur and together with it something else that is tuffel to it, you make a bracha on the ikur and that covers the tuffel. The kol dover, now the Mechaber is defining what we consider a tuffel. Kol dover shema'arvin oso, anything that is an added ingredient for the sake of, number one, ledabek, to stick it together, o kedei liten reach, or to give it fragrance, o kedei litzvoa ha'tafshel, to give color, harezet feilo, all of that is considered tuffel. Avalim iriv kedei liten tam betarovis. Whereas if the reason you added it in there is in order to give any taste, harehu ikr, it is considered the ikr. So the Mechaber is differentiating between something that's made to give fragrance or stick or color, as opposed to something that's there for flavor. Lefikach minei dvash mevashlim also venosnim behem chelov chita kedei ledabek v'osim mehen minei metike enem varuch bar minei mezonis b'nei shadvashu ha'ikr. If you are using grain to stick things together, that is not the ikr. Hagov v'nira dohodim iriv kedei losis tam b'tarovishu ikr hanudavka she'yishama moshes min adavar hanosim tam v'davar choshev. When is it that something that's there for tam, that's if it's an essential element in it and it's a whole piece? Aval besomim spices shenos netochar merkachas. Aval peyishem lenasinas tam eim avorchen aleim. What he's being medayik from the Mechaber is that the mashmos of the Mechaber would be that when you put spice into food, since the spice is there for tam, it becomes an ikar. So he says, of course, that's not the halacha. The spice is there for tam. It's batel b'miyuto. It is not considered anything that gets a bracha. What we're talking about is an added element, a whole element, an object, a food that is sitting in there, and that is meant for taste. Even dafk over there, it wouldn't get the bracha. The batel b'miyuto nafli shenosn tam. Therefore, we do not make a bracha on the spices inside it. Now, Lemaisa, the Achronim wanatina, that even in a case where something is there to add taste, it would not be the ikur. The ikur is what you want as the ikur, the most important part of the food. The only time we say that something that's meant to taste becomes an ikur automatically is in the case of Chamesh Yismine Dagon, where it's quite common for people to go and bread something for the sake of giving a taste, and there, according to this, since it's made for taste, the mezonos would not be batel. The Achronim deal with the question, and this is not a simple thing, at which point does it really become a spice only? The case is, say, for example, when you're dealing with schnitzel. Excuse me. When you're dealing with schnitzel, which is covered in breadcrumbs, or any kind of fried chicken in breadcrumbs, where you have dagon there, it is made for taste. So according to this, it should be the ikur, and the bracha on the whole thing should be bar min amazonas. It would seem that the minaka olam is to say a shakol on it, and the claim is here that it's either there just to keep it from burning, or it gives it only a minor part of its taste, but the ikur flavor of it is the chicken itself. But it is not so pashut based on this. As opposed to, say, meatballs, where you do put flour in there only for the sake of sticking it together, there everybody would hold that it is tuffel, is bracha ishakol. With regard to any other ingredient that is there as a spice, other than a mazonis, other than dagon, lahalacha, we would go against the Shulchan Aruch, and we would paskin that it is a tuffel. Sif Yud Gimel, Kol davar shu mesupik bibrachoso, yivarech shahakol. Anytime you don't know what bracha to make on something, you can say a shakol. We learned before that doesn't mean you can get away without learning Hilchos Brachos. You're supposed to go and ask Shilas and learn the halachas. But if at the end of the day you don't really know what to make of it, it's something very confusing. You can make a shakol and cover. You can make a shakol on it. You can cover it with a shakol of something else. And the Mishnah Berurah says there's something even better, which is to cover it in the middle of a meal. Was eat it during the meal when you don't have any problem of making a bracha in the first place.